The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. Some oil marketing companies have started reducing prices of petroleum products in line with the expected adjustments at the pumps. George Yaffe has the rest of the story.
Star Oil has taken the lead, selling a litre of petrol at 13 Ghana cedis, 65 pesos, from its old price of 13 Ghana cedis, 93 pesos. This represents 28 pesos drop in value, while in percentage terms, it has gone down by more than 2%. Diesel has also gone down by more than 3% and is selling at 14 Ghana cedis, 2 pesos. This means that consumers who will be turning to Star Oil will be paying 46 pesos less. Prices should have been adjusted from yesterday. However, checks by Joy Business showed that only a few have reviewed their prices as of this afternoon. Many will be watching to see the expected marginal reduction by the other major oil marketing firms and how that would influence the more than 100 oil marketing companies out there.
George Yaffe filed that report. More within the space, energy expert Lumnuku Halija has called out, has ruled out many major impacts on the Ghana's energy sector following the ongoing plant maintenance work on the gas processing plant and offshore gas export facilities by Ghana Gas. Ghana Gas has announced a planned maintenance of its processing plants and offshore export facilities for 17 days. Speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Halija said the lean gas from the Sankofa OCTP field should rather be enough to prevent any disruptions of power supply.
I don't think that we should be concerned at this point because, as you know, most of these things are planned. And so alternative arrangements should be put in place before the actual maintenance regime starts. And as you can see from the release from Ghana Gas, at least some alternative has been put in place. As to whether it will be adequate or reliability will be confirmed is what we need to be asking questions about, because at the end of the day, I have seen that the independent power producers have raised concerns about whether there could be alternatives. But as we can see, there's alternatives. So it's about seeing how it works in fact in terms of actual operationalization of it. But on the other hand, these maintenance are required. We need them to be able to keep these facilities up and running and working. So for now, I think that there should be adequate supply unless these alternative arrangements are found to be inadequate down the line.
Lumnuku Halija is an energy expert speaking to Joy Business there. Now, the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, has asked relevant stakeholders in the shipping industry to address loopholes in the recently passed Ghana Shippers Law. The traders are hopeful the law will resolve issues between clearing agents at the ports and importers. Speaking at a consultative meeting, the president of GUTA, Joseph Obing, described the law as a good step that must be comprehensively applied to address unresolved issues.
We have also identified some grey areas in the Act that they have also promised that they will use, they will update the LI to solve those problems. And so I entreat my brothers from the clearing agents also to adopt the same measure that we have used to address our problems, to solve their problems too.
President of GUTA, Joseph Obing. Economist Dr. Tio Champong has described as apt the decision by government to reactivate the part of the Fiscal Responsibility Act that places a cap on the country's deficit and debt levels beginning next year. This part of the law was suspended during the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic to allow government spend to protect lives. Dr. Champong is of the view that the reactivation is long overdue and would have helped in reducing the debt levels if it was in force.
So the amendment to the Fiscal Responsibility Act put in place, which was actually set aside during the pandemic, that's going to come back by the end of this parliament. That act will come back with a revision to the rules, the deficit rule, and then the debt rule, as well as strengthening the fiscal council to have an oversight on some of the spending parameters. I think that that's a good thing, and that's commendable.
Economist Dr. Tio Champong, you're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Smock producers and their fabric weavers in the Upper West region are lamenting the increasing cost of raw materials in producing the traditional wear. Inflationary pressures and high exchange rate are the primary attributable causes to the soaring cost of the items. The ballooning costs are consequently impacting the sale of smock, which has seen at least 20% upward adjustment in price. Emmanuel Bright Kuku was in the regional capital Wa and reports.
A busy morning at Camford Inews Weaving Shop at the Upper West Regional Capital, where these young ladies are fixated on getting the long stretch of threads worn to a stone loomed into a full piece of cloth. The fabrics will be used for what is popularly known as smocks.
There is Dabonye and Wale Dabonye costing either 400 or 450 cedis.
4.5, and I see 400.
The Ghanaian smocks, locally called fugu or bakatari, are common traditional wares notable among natives of Ghana's regions of the north. They are made from hand-loomed strips, comprising a unique blend of colors and undyed cotton yarns. But the cost of materials used in making these beautiful fabrics are ballooning. Lariba is almost a year and a half in the weaving industry. She explains the increasing cost of materials is impacting her sales.
Sometimes that one, if the thread is a more costly, and you don't calculate well and you sell it, you'll not get anything. Unless you also calculate well before you can get something from it. At first, the price is always enough, but the cost was just a least price. But for now, the price is not enough, but still, the price is too high for us.
The hand-loomed yarns are intricately sewn together by hand to create a distinctive plaid pattern that characterizes the smock. Despite the beautifully crafted cloths, the embroidery adorning the neckline creates a distinct look for the attire.
For the females, you can get some of the smock at 180 or 250 cedis and 350 cedis. Those of high quality are usually expensive. Because we invest enough money buying the raw materials, the prices keep shooting up. It is not our fault the prices keep rising.
Smock trading is one of the major trades in the region, with several weaving materials dotted across various market centers and homes. But the increasing cost is impacting adversely on the once vibrant market.
Things are expensive now. Let's say if I want to buy one myself, because it's expensive, I wouldn't buy it and later find it difficult to get something to feed myself. The market is bad now. Sometimes only two people bring their clothes here for me to show.
Despite the prevailing economic quagmire, these vendors are unperturbed as they continuously craft and preserve their rich cultural heritage. For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bryant Kweku.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has overwhelming cities worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 adults across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you could be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be three monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest Ecobank Express Point or via Ecobank Mobile to stand the chance of winning. Other prizes include four vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. game plan is next. Do enjoy.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.